Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. It's a purchase that was made on my Capital One debit card on May the 24th, and I didn't make this purchase. That's why she put me over to your department.
Okay, you're wanting to process fraud.
What's that now?
You're wanting to place a fraud on the account?
Place a what now?
Fraud.
Yeah, it is a fraud because I didn't order this stuff. I don't use the lady products and I don't cook or nothing like that.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
My first name is Bobby, Bobby. The last name is Dyer, D as in dog, Yer, Dyer.
Okay, I have an mr.bobby.dyer@gmail.com.
That's my email address.
Okay, can you verify the shipping address, please?
1715 Malcolm Street, Freeport, Louisiana, 71108. It's connected with my email. It's already had.
Okay, thank you for verifying for me. Now, it shows me here that there was the meal plan program. It's an app where you get meal plans.
Yeah, she explained all that to me, but I didn't order it.
Okay, you're saying you did not sign up?
No, I did not.
Okay, what we can do, sir, is I can process fraud on the account. Now, the only thing I do is I use the IP address that we have on file. I do contact the local authorities, and I provide that information. Now,
good.
It takes about 3 to 5 business days for this process. What they'll do is they'll verify the device that was used and the location from where the order took place. Now, is there anyone in your...
What device could it possibly be?
So, each device has its own IP address. Like, let's say a laptop, a smartphone... Right, it's an app, so you won't receive anything by mail. It's an app that you download to your smartphone or your computer or laptop, and
yeah.
it's to help with your diet.
That's a fraud. You definitely don't need no diet.
Okay, just allow me one moment to explain the process to you, sir. I'm not saying that you placed the order. I'm
okay.
Giving you the information on the account. So once I process the fraud, sir, is... Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay. And you said there's no one at your home that could have placed this order? Anyone that has access to your account?
Who else going to do that? I live by myself.
Okay. So the reason I asked that question is once I start fraud, I'm not able to stop it. So if it comes
okay,
back
good.
To
so
what,
started,
sir, please allow me to give you the information to be able to process fraud. I have to advise you of this information because you're the cardholder. Now,
okay.
Whoever it comes back to, we press charges on that person.
Well,
so let's
good.
Say it comes back to your own personal device, you will be liable for that charge. If it does not, you'll receive an email stating that you'll be refunded. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You took it out of my account. Y'all going to give me my money back. I didn't know what it was done.
All right, sir. I'll process the fraud for you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I need you to help me with that. For
$39. I've already processed for you, sir. You have to wait the 3 to 5 business days to get the result to find out who placed the order.
And how I'm going to get the result?
You'll receive an email, sir.
Okay. You got me.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.